Hello, my fellow hunters. This is Hiroshi Shibe with Satoshi's Treasure Hunters, and it's another Clue Day. Today is May 12th, 2019, Mother's Day and Clue Day. So, we have a new key. It's called the Earth Key. I do know that there is a bit of confusion, and I personally got confused about a key release, and I will talk about that towards the end of the episode. But a lot has happened. Most of it happening basically what I thought was going to happen May 11th. A lot of news came out May 11th and today May 12th. So before we get into the details of the new clue for the new key, let's talk about the last key that came out, which is the Hunted Key. So the Hunted Key, if you remember, you had to go and find these field agents. 1, 2, and 3, and give them a book. And each one had individual books you're supposed to give this object, and each one had an individual key. Well, okay, so let's get into this. So as you can see here, in this picture here that was released, and I have a link in the show notes to who released this particular picture, you have Field Agent 1, and he was given his objects by these group of individuals. They met in France at a cafe on May 11th, and they each, I guess you could say, either each or the group received a key. And now that key was actually released. It was publicly released, and I will talk about who publicly released it. But the news about this is very important to the website today with the release of the new key, the Earth Key, which is the name of the new key, and its clue is right here, and we'll get into that clue. You can see that the Hunted Key is found. So there was a bit of confusion on that. And the confusion has to do with this particular tweet. This tweet is from the official Satoshi Treasure, the Game Maker's Twitter account. It says, Field Agents 2 and 3 will return their keys to the vault in 72 hours if not contacted by a hunter before then. So while it's marked found because the first field agent was found, you can say the other two are out there. And so starting, this is 2:09 p.m. I'm assuming Pacific Standard Time, May 12th, 2019, we have till today, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, for these individuals to be found. And they are international. Field Agent 2 has been narrowed down by different groups as being in China. The third one, I've heard all sorts of places where the third one could be. But just like the Disney Vault, these keys, which are individual keys for the Hunted Key, will go into the vault, and I guess we will not be seeing those keys again. And so you can minus those two keys if not found by any group, or it is possible that it's found by some of the quieter, more private groups that have formed, or some of the public groups that just haven't said that they have the other two keys. So that's why there's a little bit of confusion on this of how is it found when in fact the other two are in the wind. But at least it gives some groups some knowledge, like, hey, one field agent was found, but I still have opportunity or chance to get 2 and 3 and not be disappointed by the fact that on the official site it says found for the Hunted Key. Like, they're ass out or something. Speaking about additional keys, we now have officially announced, you can say, there was a hint of a woman holding a glass business cards, the business cards that have keys associated with them. She announced herself on Twitter as having one of these keys. Her name is Jess Wang, those business cards, I should say. Her and Eric Meltzer, and I believe also Dovi Wan, were in attendance at the Magical Crypto Conference, and they were giving out business cards all throughout May 11th. And so if you had an opportunity to be in New York, or you know somebody in New York, you had an opportunity to snag one of these business cards. Now, I haven't heard anything about the art tour or art exhibit publicly disclosed yet about anyone finding any information out about that as yet. it'll be interesting to see what happens once that exhibit closes, if anyone has any information or write-up. But as of now, we have another individual, and I've updated in the show notes of individuals that publicly have stated that they have those business cards, which Eric Meltzer has stated that there's 18 of them. So Jess Wang is another individual. She's probably going to be going on conferences. I would encourage you to follow her on Twitter. Maybe not hit them so much on other sites. I know a lot of people are going through LinkedIn and trying to figure out who potentially could also get business cards from. But I personally, just so people don't get, harangled too much, I would wait for them to announce it. They've been pretty good about announcing who has those business cards and their locations and where you can find them and how to obtain them for them. So Jess Wang, third person in the slot of the 18 business cards out there that you could, if you're in the area when she's available. I heard rumors that they might have a methodology for you to obtain these business cards from these individuals. But for now, she's one of those individuals that if you have the good fortune of your group or as an individual being able to obtain, is another, I guess you could say, notch of attaining. I believe you have to assemble all 18 to piece together that particular key. So we have another public group that has announced themselves, Toshi Ciphers. They have a store, team, Discord. They have a website here. And they are the group that published the Field Agent Number One's key. And I will show you what that key is. They also streamed meeting the Field Agent, but I don't believe... checked it a couple times. I don't believe that there we go. It wasn't up, but now it is. You can go to their site and watch it themselves. I'm not going to play it because I don't know, as far as strikes or whatever. YouTube's so weird, those type of things. I'm not going to play the media, but you can go to the site yourself and you can watch as the object is handed to the field agent. And right here is the actual key that was received by the new public group, Toshi Cipher. And this is the key. You have the QR code, and then you have the cryptographic numbering on the bottom. Now, eventually, Toshi Treasure's site is supposed to release a key verification so you know that if a key has been publicly disclosed or you find a key, you will know that it is a valid key from them. That is not misinformation or you got swept into something else, which I will talk about at the end of the episode, but you will know that it is a valid key that you have. And then CoinDesk did a decent article about the Satoshi Treasure Hunt. There was a couple interviews of the two clans that spoke to Leia Kulin through CoinDesk about the Sophie Treasure Hunt, as well as a little bit of a snippet from Eric Meltzer himself. So here's the article. Nothing brings Bitcoin coiners together like a quest prepped with cryptographic clues. According to Sophie Treasure's co-creator, Eric Meltzer of Primitive Ventures, so far nearly 60,000 people have signed up for notifications related to the international scavenger hunt for $1 million worth of Bitcoin. On Saturday at the Magical Crypto Conference in New York, Meltzer and the team revealed yet another clue, a series of cryptographic images and other hints hidden on business cards distributed at the event. And as revealed exclusively to the CoinDesk, a group of veteran crypto investors have pledged an undisclosed amount to fund future games and campaigns. These sponsors include Naval Rakent, I apologize if I'm butchering these names. I tried using Google to get these names right, but I apologize. Bahali Srivastavan, Mark Pincus, Andrew Lee, IDEO Collabs Ventures, Nick Carter, Matt Walsh, Melton Dearmas, Lee Zola, Jean Chu, and Sam Elgorat. This is something Eric Meltzer has stated in the very beginning of this hunt, that they did plan on continuing forward upon the success of this one, or even not so much the success. I don't think success was hinge on this particular scavenge hunt, but they were going to release, you know, mini hunts and then additional hunts afterwards. So there's an opportunity for this game to be something that's ongoing, whether it be a yearly event or a bi-yearly, you know, who knows how they're going to do these particular crypto puzzles. But they do have an anticipation that it might take a year for this puzzle to be solved. It'll be interesting if that turns out to be the case. But they've stated that this has been the goal all along, is to create like a company around the concept of crypto puzzles and hunts of some sort for people to obtain Bitcoin, as well as being educated on the different tools that are being used, all the different methodologies, as well as on Bitcoin in itself. I say the Satoshi Treasure is so exciting because it's pure joy of a treasure hunt card or toe coin test. It's global and anyone can participate, which is very true. Meanwhile, many have formed online teams to collect the 400 key fragments required to move the prize from the game's Bitcoin wallet, Meltzer said. So 400 out of the 1,000 keys that have been created is necessary to unlock the wallet. Yet even the dynamics of these teams highlight how Bitcoiners are unique compared to other online gaming communities. For example, software engineer John Cattrall cracked the code for one of the first key fragments and properly detailed on both Twitter and GitHub how he managed to do it. For me, it's really all about education, Cattrall told CoinDesk. So I'm glad that Cattrall is getting, you know, a little shout out here. In the news article, he talks about how he released Orbo to help people organize. Cardell says, so far the largest team using Orbo appears to have 600 members. I think that's the EV Satoshi's site, is a group. It's one of the groups I'm part of. Another large team called the Magellan Clan told CoinDesk via email it has 100 members from 30 countries. It made a unique token to reward people around beyond the team who provides tips. With so many players flocking to Satoshi's treasure, Cantrell says it's only one making tools and services for other players. The 18-person Satoshi Clan, for example, has launched a merchandising store, and they're also the ones who release Affiliated One's key. For teams looking to make shirts and other swag, Toshi Cypher's clan member Devin Kramer told CoinDesk that they had 4 orders for custom shirts so far. While many players in this game were like Cantrell, already Bitcoin veterans, some gamers have been attracted to Toshi Treasure by the collaborative play rather than the prize itself. Clues are spread both around the physical world and online, requiring a wide range of skills and languages for teams to be competitive. We've had a couple of people who are new to cryptocurrency but don't know much about the blockchain, but they were brought in by the hunt, Kramer said. And Kramer's teammates, who goes by Yan, added, I think we're playing the first great game of the augmented reality era. And I think there's some credence to that. I do think, though, Pokemon Go might edge out that for a while. I think it will have to see. We'll have to see if we stick the landing with this particular game. But as far as augmented reality air games, this has been pretty amazing and pretty fun. So on to the key and the clue that's been released today. The Earth Key is the name of the key. And when I first heard that, particularly when I read the clue, the images of Captain Planet popped up in my head. The other thing that popped up in my head was, let's read the clue. Let's read the clue and I'll talk about what some of the images that popped up in my head. So the clue is called Breaker Beats on the Beach. The last key was a bit of a trek for some hunters, very true, but your help was greatly appreciated. Maybe now is time to kick back with some tunes and relax a bit. The world is heating up all over, and it might be time for some beach time with blue skies. So the world heating up all over, global warming. Again, not Captain America. Still got Endgame on my mind. Captain Planet. And it might be time for some beach time with blue skies. That made me think of Spring Breakers, that movie. That said, a hunter is always hunting. So it made me think of, like I said, these images popped in my head when I read this and saw that the name of the key was Earth Key. It also made me think, like, if we have to actually go to a location, like a beach location, it made me think of the fact that, at least here in the States, college is winding down, high schools are starting to come out, You know, people are graduating, school is ending, so people start going to the beach. Vacation time is a time, particularly here in the States, that people go out and go to the beach. There's major holidays, particularly Memorial Day weekend here in the States, but other nations that are, you know, in the Northern Hemisphere and have warmer weather, it's summertime, so this is when the tourists come out. This is where the people go out and go to the beach or go away for a little bit and have some fun near the waters. And it made me think of Cowboy Bebop for the same simple reason that we're going to be like a bunch of space cowboys, some like ruffians, just air-dueling through these beach locations, if you will, looking and trying to find these clues, and people are going to look at us like a bunch of weirdos. And it's just an image that popped in my mind of this particular episode of Cowboy Bebop, where Spike, I forgot who he was battling, was just going through the city in this aerial battle, and that's the image that popped in my mind, that some of us in our enthusiasm might be just barreling through people's like summer fun vacations. But here we are back at the clue. Breakbeats on the beach. Obviously it has something to do with music, I would imagine. I imagine the location also has to do with a beach or something to that in nature. And we do know it has something to do with music because Eric Meltzer also released an audio clue. So this is the audio clue that Eric released. It's at El Internet has emerged from a year-long hiatus with a booming track. AsianManda.com is a site. So if you go to Little Internet, director, creative, producer, Alignment, Chaotic Good, writer, looks like a legit person, if you will. So someone that's been brought into the game, not something that's been, faked for the purpose of the internet or for this particular game. It says joined March 2007. They have a website, Taza, Berlin, Rat Park. That might be important information. So this is the Little Internet site. Beyonce, Iggy Azalea, quite a number of artists up here. Sound and music design. So this is a track by Little Internet. It's called EarthNet Demo. It was released May 11th, 2019. On the side here, the newsletter is about Asian Dan. I guess he's the one promoting Little Internet. And you have his information right here. It says here on the bottom of the track right here, it's, imagine a club that's present, that no escape, that's not escape, it's active utopia instead of a LARPing dystopia. First track I've completed in a few years, but the earth is harder and the novelty wave feels right again. Break beats for the beach. Break beats for blue skies. Break beats to connect. Break beats for the planet. And then it has a website here. And more soon, X, in memory of Ben Deese at Little Internet. So let us. So something might be in this demo that needs to be broken up. I might actually make a comment on his track. And from the little comments here, it seems that someone, he did work with Azalea Banks.
Est-ce que tout ça peut être autre chose que les joies d'un dieu fou?
Oh, especially with these group of game makers. And again, I'll have a link in the show notes to all of this. Okay, so this is my snafu, and this prevented me from releasing the Clue Day video earlier today, was this site. Now, if you look at this site, it looks exactly like Satoshi's treasure site. It has all the same information. But it's not. If you look here at the browser, it's SATOSHISTRE, no SAURE dot XYZ. And it caused people to think that there was, in fact, a different key or another hunt going on. And it says, welcome, fellow hunter, and welcome to this little side quest. I'm sure you're looking for more action. Let's start this new journey together. And you might have seen this number somewhere already. And it's 3301, which is Cicada. So, oh, I remember. Yes, too easy. You came here looking for wealth. You will end up with a treasure far more valuable. Let's continue with this quest. And if you click on the moth, gives you a picture. It's the cicada. I almost want to might say think it's the same image. But this site is no affiliation with the Satoshi treasure site. Somebody did this on their own. It's kind of a fake slash fan site. I don't know if it's malicious intent, someone having a gag, or they're really a fan and they just wanted to put something out there for the community. So I have a link in the show notes. I just want to let people know that this is not from Satoshi Treasure, the game makers themselves. This is somebody or a group of somebody who's doing this on their own. And this caused me great confusion. because I'm dyslexic and I sometimes mistype things. That I had to save in my browser, but this popped up and I was like, where did the Earth key go? What is this AMI stable key? Why was this released May 9th? And it turns out this is, in fact, you know, nothing real. So that's it for today. I hope you had a good clue day. I hope you and your clans are out there on the hunt, or you and your group of friends, or as an individual, are able to break down the clue and find the key, which is the Earth key. Until next time, this is Ferocious Shibe, Satoshi Treasure Hunters. Do the hunt.